Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Whole show was funny, but if you haven't seen the Beavis and Butthead skit yes, from SNL,
oh yeah,
it was amazing. I'm not going to give it away because that, you know, you have to watch it. It's so amazing.
It's glorious.
And
easily best episode of the entire season.
Oh, kicked ass.
From top to bottom.
Ryan Gosling is really good.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling is, he can act.
He's a funny guy. The skits were great. And Push is right. They write around, when a guy's that good, they write skits about him, not around him, you know?
Yeah, it's not Bad Bunny where they got to go, oh, God, what are we going to do with this guy?
Yeah.
That Beavis and Butthead sketch, I just loved how it's so dumb.
Yeah. Right. It's because they weren't Beavis and Butthead,
right,
which is even funnier. It's funnier, yeah.
And I love it when...
just go watch it. It's on the internet.
I love it when the cast breaks.
And
Heidi Gardner broke harder than I think I've seen anybody in a long time.
More than once, right? There was more than one incident to that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Ryan Gosling broke almost everyone. He was having trouble keeping a straight face.
I even listened to both Chris Stapleton songs.
I did, too.
I watched it back on DVR, but I like him, but I didn't get a chance.
I don't dislike Chris Stapleton.
No. I do want to hear Slash and Chris Stapleton doing Fleetwood Mac's "Oh Well." You hear about that?
Yeah, no. Slash has got a like a blues covers album, and it's like a bunch of all stars joining
that's,
in.
That's not Buckingham Nicks Fleetwood Mac. It's early Fleetwood Mac, and the song's called "Oh Well." You probably know it. Most people know it. Nah, I shouldn't say that. It's an old song, but it's a great song. And obviously, Chris Stapleton's a vocalist on that, but Slash is doing the bana 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 bana. I don't know. I haven't heard it yet, but I just saw it this morning.
Do we want to hear it?
Yeah, I do want to hear a little bit of that. Right. Yeah, if you get a chance, yeah.
Todd's pushing buttons.
Todd pushing buttons the day after rehab. Whole different.
The
whole
NFL
different
season will be back.
There you go. It didn't work.
There's an ad.
No, he's perfect. He's taking a whole tour on the road this summer. It's called the Serpent Tour.
Who sings on that?
I don't know who sings. I'm guessing
Miles, isn't it with them?
No, it's a bunch of different singers and stuff. Yeah. It's all.
I know the album, but who goes out and tour with them?
I think he's got a bunch of
singers out with him, right?
Yeah, all star lineup.
It's like two or three different all star blues guys in each city, but I think it's just a no name singer he's probably got out with him.
Yeah,
not anybody you've ever heard of.
This is ready.
Kicks in.
This may be a lot of jamming. It's a blues album.
Yeah, you're right. And even the song is a long version before the vocals come in.
Yeah.
Bump ahead.
Yeah.
I would, yeah. Can't help about the shape on me and get to that part.
Might be here.
Get there. Yeah. Here it comes. Here it is.
Can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want.
So that's on the album, Push?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
I like that. That's great, man.
No, there was one.
I saw Guns N' Roses last summer. Just watch his Slash. It's amazing. You know, especially when Guns N' Roses songs, because you know, he's That they're his songs.
He's still got it.
Yeah,
he's still got it. But
he's great. Man.
If you're gonna go, I know that tour is actually coming to our town later
on
this summer.
You're not hearing GNR, Dad.
You ain't hearing GNR songs at that show.
No,
let it be very clear.
Yeah, I would be like Mellencamp and cut the alcohol off and play. Play Sweet Child. Nope, can't do it.
No, this ain't that. This ain't him doing GNR stuff. This is a blues show.
Right,
July 19th. At the Astro.
Yeah. He's got a it's like a six-week tour on this summer.
Oh, we shouldn't plug that too much. That's our golf tournament, by the way.
Is it?
We're not allowed to say it on the air yet.
We'll be done before then.
No. By done, what do you mean?
Well.
By done, right? Nick's not even doing a show that night, are you, Nick?
I don't think so.
Yeah. He did last year. Right?
Unless somebody offers.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, what'd she look like? This is an Omaha girl.
Oh, I'll just be coming out of rehab about July 19th.
She's on blast. Most of our what she looked like don't really involve somebody right in our home base of Omaha, but this one does. So she's waking up this morning, and the family probably know they're going to be on blast on the Todd and Tyler show. But the fact is, one good thing, she's hot. We can say that. She's hot.
We have a name.
Substitute teacher, yeah.
Erin Ward.
Yeah. Their name?
Yeah, this happened.
Married too, man.
You know her husband's probably a listener.
Oh, this was
I know for a fact, not the husband, but somebody on Twitter who's a big listener of the show said he shared a picture of a guy like high-fived another guy, and he says my son knows that dude.
Yeah, there was a 17-year-old guy who apparently grabbed boxers and socks and. He was naked as he ran away.
Yeah, at 3
it's rare these stories include them getting caught in the act.
In the car.
Yes.
In the car.
That's
what makes it so high school. I had a buddy of mine making out with his girlfriend at this place everybody used to park at outside of my hometown. And her top was down. It was boyfriend and girlfriend situation. Her top was down, and a cop pulled up behind him, so he freaked out. Put the car in reverse and hit the cop.
Oh,
back to now he did wasn't a lot of damage, and so it was like a little fender bender.
Oh,
kind
he
of
hit
thing.
The cop's car, not car, the cop,
right?
Not,
hit
not
the cop's car
himself.
Cop walks up and he says, "Put your top on to the girl," and she puts it on. He goes, "Get out of here." There was no booze or anything involved. Just two guys, two women. Excuse me. No,
they were in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
So of course the neighbors are going to say something.
It was 3 a.m. Though. Yeah. It was almost 3 in the morning.
That's deputies, where you park, right?
They're listening to the Matchbox 20 and making out.
Deputies saw two people in the back seat of a gray Honda Pilot. One of whom. Got into the driver's seat, headed northbound until they crashed into a yard about two blocks away from the scene. The driver, a teenage male, fled from the vehicle on foot, naked. But they found him with boxers on, so he must have grabbed some clothes.
He was grabbing clothes. He took
but he
off.
Still probably thought, okay, this is a bad idea. What do I do now? I'm half naked in the woods.
Oh, Erin Ward is 45.
Is she really?
Yeah.
It says she looks great for 45.
Yeah. She's good looking.
Yeah. Well, she could pull 17.
Nick, older women are going to hate you, Nick, for saying that. She's only a couple years old. Great for 45, you just said. All right. You can say great for...
Anybody can look great for their age at whatever.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Just how
she's
old
hot.
I wouldn't
she's
have
hot.
Guessed that she
so
was
when they
old.
Found her, she
here
was...
Here and I. Don't think that.
She was getting dressed in the back of the Honda Pilot.
Well, somebody was getting laid. That's why.
Substitute teacher at Burke High School.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being 17 years old and having enough game to bang the substitute teacher? That's insane.
Right.
I didn't have enough game to bang.
They're not there every day. No.
Right.
No.
I couldn't get laid by another student my age, let alone bang a 45-year-old substitute. Hell no.
It's not like, unless she was like a long-term sub, there's not a ton of interaction there.
And to be honest with you, by the way, I realize to us 45 is in the wheelhouse there, but that's old for a 17-year-old. That's Tyler Walsh pool right there. I don't know any. I don't know too many guys that are 17 that think really sexually in the 45-year-old women.
28 years older than them,
right? Yeah. I mean, I can even girls are in their late 20s; they're still hot to these 17-year-old kids. But late mid 40s, man, you know. But like I said, I know the family's listening. She's hot. Tell her that.
Yeah, that's what they
She'll
want
be
to
thrilled.
Hear.
Wow.
I'm guessing she has kids. That's the sad part.
Yeah, it's not mentioned, but you got to figure probably.
They don't say kids. Yeah. She's got a husband, man.
Yeah, but I think
husband's a listener. You know he is.
We need to keep telling her that she's hot because she obviously requires a lot of validation.
Well, it's also a sad Monday for her, you know.
Yeah.
I like that.
She doesn't have to go to work.
They didn't find the dude.
Yeah, you're right. No school's calling say need a sub today.
Yeah, where did they find him?
They didn't find him until about 4 a.m., so there was like an hour and 15 minutes where he was just running around in the dark in his boxers going, what do I do now? And then the cops finally found him. I wonder what he was doing during that hour besides freaking the hell out.
This was Friday night, overnight, or Saturday night? Was it Friday night, overnight, or Saturday night?
It was early Saturday morning, right, so late Friday night into Saturday morning.
Well, at least he wasn't that cold. It was pretty nice that night.
Yeah,
you know?
it was probably a little chilly.
Probably a little nippy. A little nippy, right?
I doubt he had his phone.
Yeah,
the phone was probably still in the truck.
I guess I don't wear boxers, never have, so I guess that'd be the key to wear boxers in case that happens, because you're less likely to, you're running around in tidy whiteys or tidy blackies.
No,
you know?
The report says he ran away naked.
So yeah, but he might have had something in his hand.
Yeah, he must have grabbed some on the way out.
He had to grab some clothes because they found him with clothes on.
Naked and erect, Todd. Come on. He's 17. He's cutting the wind running with that thing.
In the morning?
This statement from the principal of the school she worked at just said she worked there several days during the school year.
Well, that
sounds like it's like a full time thing.
Oh, yeah.
She was probably just one of their go to subs.
Yeah,
right. She was there all the time.
She was just on call when they, well, not anymore.
No.
All right, dude. The best part about that story is the kid's not going to get in any trouble because that's not his fault.
No, he's
17.
The victim.
But, I mean, that's him. You know, his dad's driving to work going, yeah, all right.
one count of felony sexual abuse by a school employee.
Yeah, you can't do that, people, you know.
Will she do time?
I mean, is she a first-time offender, you know, things like that. Yeah, probably
Twitter was great because basically they were saying stuff like, this guy's really, really hurting today, you know. Basically, it was a high-five to 17-year-old kid.
We never hear of the consequences.
Occasionally we'll have a follow-up when they get sentenced and stuff.
Well, it's kind of a bummer, Todd.
I know, but they
we concentrate on what she looked like.
Some of them do go to jail.
Oh, of course.
Well,
it's
mostly the unattractive ones that end up doing more time,
which is lame. Yeah,
so she'll be fine.
She'll be the big lawyer. Yeah. You know,
I think we've already established that she's fine.
Right? Oh, she's we've established she's fine. Yeah, my wife's a teacher. I said, you know this woman? And not that many teachers kind of run into each other, especially subs, but she didn't know her. So, don't bang your kids. All right.
Looking for a job, there's an opening.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody down the ladder is going to get an extra call today.
Yeah.
We're
Burke
down
High,
to you.
Right.
That's part
Bulldogs,
of the Omaha public school system. Right. So apply with him.
I wonder if the kid gets any trouble. I mean, at school.
No, he did. He's the victim.
No, he didn't do anything. He got
he's
laid.
He's the victim.
He didn't bang her right there.
I mean, she enticed him.
He bangs her in a closet at school. He might get in trouble, but it was his home. Yeah. He banged. No, you can't have sex inside the school. Not legally, puss. I'm talking the school could discipline him if he banged her inside the school.
No, the school's still going to look at him as a victim. What did she do to him? They're not going to discipline. Even if they did it in the building, he's the victim.
She gave him the 100%. Orgasm of his. She gave him the orgasm of his life.
Right.
You know?
He's about an hour away from receiving a bunch of high fives from his buddies.
The boy who lived. Yeah, I wonder if he did finish. You know, we'll take that call, dude, if you're listening.
Everybody in the school
knows.
That's
what he was doing for that hour.
Yeah. No, finish before he started running, I mean. Not finishing in the
He's
woods.
Running and finishing at the same time. Yeah.
That's talent.
Zach Myers from Shinedown and Chris Porter are doing a gig together called Campfire Astronauts. They were supposed to call last week. They both, Porter smoked a lot of dope and forgot. So, yeah. Today they're going to call later on. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.